Good evening, everyone. This is Cooking with Doug, and welcome to my first official podcast. Now, I want to shout out Anchor.com for allowing this platform to allow me to stream this podcast on Anchor.com as well as Spotify and iTunes. Now, you can catch this podcast on Spotify and iTunes by typing in Cooking with Doug. And you'll see my podcast there. Now, also to my YouTube subscribers, most of you know I have a Cooking with Doug YouTube channel, cooking channel. And I just started a new one for podcasts such as this. And I'll be porting my Anchor podcast over to there. And that channel is called Kitchen Gadget Talk. So make sure you subscribe to both of those. So, yeah. So anywho, the purpose of my podcast is to really deep dive into these gadgets. A lot of people respect my opinion, and sometimes they don't get to catch everything I have to say about a particular item. You know, I may do a video, but I don't go over everything. And also, I want to go, and since people trust my opinion, I want to go over the pros and cons of these gadgets, and you know, I want to give a real opinion. Also, I'm going to have, from time to time, I'll have guests on the podcast, such as today, to give their opinions and a non-biased opinion. So if it's bad, hey, we're just going to let it rip right here. If it's good, well, most of them probably will be good because it's going to be on gadgets that I buy. And if I bought it, it's got to be at least okay. So anyway. So for this episode, we're going to talk about what is the best air fryer of 2019. So that should be fun. A lot of people ask me this question. And, lately I've been working on the Ninja Foodie and the June Oven. So I'm kind of interested to know myself. So I'll be talking to about three or four people to get their opinions. But I'll let you know, two of mine off gate, but just to give you a little history, I got my first air fryer in April of 2016. I think by May I started, my Cook's Essentials air fryer group. That was my first, air fryer. It was a Cook's Essentials 3.4 quart. And that was again, about April of 2016. And we have a group on Facebook, Cook's Essentials Air Fryer, which now has, I think, like 55,000 members. So it's come a long way. And so I think I'm well-versed to talk about this stuff and certainly people from my group. So without further ado, let's just dive in. So, okay, guys, I have actually two air fryers that I'm going to choose, and there's a reason why. So, first of all, none of them are my Cook's Essentials because they haven't made one since, I think, 2017, a new one. So, I'm hoping they will at some point. And, of course, a bigger one, 6-quart or bigger. But anyway, my two favorite air fryers would be, my first one would be a Ninja 4-quart. I love the way that air fries. It's efficient. It's got good wattage. It's got ceramic. The inner basket is ceramic. So you don't have to use any parchment paper. You don't have to worry about stuff sticking. It's very easy to clean. You don't have to worry about peeling. Now, this air fryer actually has a dehydrate function, which I've never seen on an air fryer as yet. So that's pretty cool. Also, it does have a reheat button, which I know is just a preset, but a lot of people don't know that. So it encouraged people to warm up their food instead of using like the microwave or something like that. It's a lot healthier for you, and it encourages people to use that, and I like that. That's cool. The only problem I don't like about it is it's just four quart. It's small. So, you know, it's good for one person or one, in, you know, two people that don't eat a lot, but it's just four quart. So if this was like a, you know, 5.3 quart or 5.8 or six or better, this definitely would be standalone my favorite air fryer. But that hasn't happened. I'm pretty sure Ninja will do it, just following how they do things. They always upgrade and come out, you know, with you know, a series of upgrades on their different machines. But for size, I would say in 2019, I'd have to give it to the Kasori 5.8 quart. I just got that. And the reason why I like that, obviously, is the size. It's not ceramic, but the nonstick seems legit. And I really love the touchscreen. It's very responsive. A lot of devices that I had before, the touchscreen, you know, you had to tap it three or four times. No, this is pretty responsive. I do like the shake reminder. It does have a preset on frozen foods, and you know, you can change the temperature and time to whatever you're cooking, and halfway it'll beep like five times alerting you to shake. Now that's cool for me. I used to use my Echo device to alert me halfway. Now I don't even have to do that. The air fryer does it for me. I think that's pimp-like. And of course, I love the square basket design. I feel it could hold more than, you know, your typical egg shape air fryer baskets. So those are my two, but, you know, what do I know? No, I'm just kidding. But I want to get some other people on the line to hear what they have to say about all of this. So, all right, guys. Out of my air fryer group, I know she's in other groups of mine, but she's definitely a exclusive member in my air fryer group. We have Lee Ann on the line. Lee, say hello.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Doug. How you doing?
I'm good. So today, great. I'm doing a podcast on what, in your opinion, what's the best air fryer of 2019? So what would you say your top air fryer is? Top one or two, whichever.
Well, my top is definitely the Ninja, the air fryer model 101. There's just nothing like it. It cooks better than any that I've had, and I've had 10. So I'm going to say it cooks better than any.
Huh, okay.
And the cleanup is a dream.
Okay.
I mean, absolutely a dream. I love the way it looks. It's super sturdy. I never hear any rattling or weird noises coming from it. And everything I put in there just comes out like magic. It really is perfect. And, you know, it's $100. But, yeah. I mean, I have a $300 air fryer, which is probably my second favorite. But the Ninja definitely outperforms it, even though it only has 1,500 watts. There's just something about the way that it's built.
Right.
Unfortunately, okay. It's way too small. I mean, you can't really even put two burgers in it. So, you know, you just got to wait.
So to the people out there, like, you're talking about the four quart.
Yeah, I'm talking about the four quart,
gotcha.
Definitely.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I hope that Ninja does come out with a new one. I was hoping they'd come out with a newer one, a bigger one, sooner than they have. The minute they do, I'm all in, let me tell you.
Me too. Now, let me just jump in and ask you a question. You said you had several air fryers. Go over some of the air fryers. I mean, just let us know some of the air fryers that you have or had.
Well, I started out with the Cook's 3-quart, you know, Cook's Essentials 3-quart, and I stuck a hot dog and a corn dog in there, and I fell in love. One of the best things I ever had, and I was off to the races. That was a year ago. And then after that, I had the Power XL 5.5, which is 1,800 watts. But, you know, that thing just is not reliable, and mine broke down, and I've heard so many stories about that. I hate to downwrap anyone, but I just heard so many stories about that one just you know, dying after 3 months. And so then I had the Cook's Essentials 5.3. That's the 1,700 watt. Loved it. Not as good as my Philips, but it started peeling almost instantly. So
stop right there. Stop right there. Let me jump in and ask you a question, because I always get intrigued by Philips, because, you know, back in our day, you know, you'd have to borrow from your 401k to afford a Philips. They've come down in the price now, but
not much.
Well, I did see, in their defense, at last year at some point, I think it was the XL. I don't know. I'm not well versed with Philips, but I did see it for like 150, which is good, because when I first, 2016, Philips were going for 300, which was ridiculous. So
yeah, I never saw it for 150. I got mine on eBay. It was refurbished and it was like 149, and I bought that with points.
Oh, wow.
And it's just an amazing machine. It's German manufactured.
Right.
And there's just nothing like it. I mean, if you put steak, any kind of meat, now it smokes like a choo-choo train.
Yeah.
So I have to put it out back on my balcony, to tell you the truth. I'm in a condo and I stick it out back and it just smokes like a sailor on shore leave. I mean, it just pours out the smoke. But
so,
I mean,
so it's like an air fryer slash smoker.
Yeah. But it makes the best meat you ever had, like a bacon wrapped tenderloin, a ribeye steak. Oh my God. There's just nothing like it.
Okay.
It's an amazing thing. It has 2100 watts.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, it's also 3.2 quart.
Yeah, it's small. Does it go to 400 degrees? Because I know some of, I assume some of them didn't in the beginning. Does yours go to 400 degrees?
No, it goes to 390.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's an amazing machine. If you can afford it, do it. If you can get a refurbished one or, you know, look on Facebook Marketplace. You want, it's wonderful. Nothing
or,
like it.
Or you can sell your car to get one. Either one. This is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I've had three models of the Dash, which I currently have a Dash 6 quart, and that is 1700 watts. And it's also very good. It reminds me very much of the Cook's Essentials. And the nonstick seems to be a little bit more legit. It's a good machine. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just for lots of size. And then I've had the Paula Jean.
Ah.
Yeah, the 8.5.
Yeah, with the ceramic. Okay. How'd you like that?
You know, I didn't. I mean, I'm sorry to say, it did not cook like I wanted it to.
Hey, I sold mine, so.
Yeah, me too. I sent mine back to where it came from, because I made chicken thighs in it, and the skin was still like flabby and fatty and I don't know what it is, the fan or the
I think it was too big for its own good. I think and I think that's why these companies are scared to make big air fryers, because I think after maybe a 6 quart or something like that, I think the you know, the airflow, it kind of suffers. It maybe can't reach. It can't
the
reach
circulation.
As far. Yeah, circulation.
It doesn't get hot enough.
Right. It could
or
be.
Something.
Yep.
Somebody needs to figure that out. Now, I wish, and I kick my butt every day, that I didn't buy the Cook's Companion on Evine that was ceramic, and it was a 7.5, I want to say.
Okay.
It was ceramic.
Was that an oven or something? An air fryer oven, was it, or just an air fryer?
No, it's an air fryer with a basket.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay.
It's the only other ceramic big air fryer, and it got 5-star reviews, but it sold out, and they can't get it back.
They're waiting for reason. Well, you know how it goes with Evine. Once Cook's Companion, you know, comes out with something, then Paula Deen does it. No, I'm just kidding.
I did.
That's so funny.
So, in general, now I don't have the June and I don't have a foodie. I just need to keep entering your contest. So one of these
days. Oh, so you're waiting to win one. You got
no,
seriously, you really have to get a foodie.
I'll win one or something.
That'll be a different podcast. But you really have to get a foodie. Stop playing. You really do.
Yeah, I know I do. It's just, you know, you should see. I mean, I have 5 air fryers right now.
I know.
In this little 1,100 square foot condo in Washington, D.C., it's pretty interesting what I've had to do to store the ones I have. So we'll see.
Okay, cool. So, all right, so out of all of those that you've mentioned, you think your Ninja Four Quart is better than all of them?
Yes, except for the Power
Okay.
XL
Okay.
Phillips.
Oh, the Power XL? Okay. The original one or?
Yeah, the Power XL.
Okay.
I'm going with that as number two, and the
Okay.
Ninja is number one.
Ninja's number one. Okay. Cool. 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 All right, then
That's what I vote for.
that's what you vote for. Okay, cool. So, let me see here. Anything on the horizon other than the June and the Ninja that you're thinking about getting? Any other gadgets?
Just I'll probably be getting the foodie and the, and probably won't get the June. I might have to try to jump in with an oven at some point, but right now I'm turning out some amazing 5-star meals around here, and really just doing great with the things that I have. I
Nice.
did some Mexican street corn this week. That was unbelievable. I
Wow.
just did a ribeye
Wow.
that Morton's would be proud of.
Wow.
This week I've done some salmon that was just off the chain,
All in your
and
air fryer, right?
it's just been great.
All in your air fryer, right?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
I found a spider in my real oven.
I bet.
It's lonely.
I bet. I bet. Well, Leanne, it was a pleasure talking with you. I thank you
Oh, and you too. You too. And
for
thank you
being
so much for the group. It's just absolutely wonderful. I've made so many friends.
awesome. Awesome. Yeah, isn't it like a family? It's like so cool. Like
It's a
I've talked to
family.
people and people are like really friends, like personal friends on Facebook and all that stuff. So
Oh,
it's real cool.
yeah. Personal friends.
Awesome.
And, we celebrate each other's victories and our failures, and
Yep.
they've helped me so much. I'm in the process of writing a air fryer cookbook and some video instructional stuff, and everybody's just been amazing with their ideas.
I didn't know you were good like that. Well, you need to send me some recipes so I could do
You
them.
got it. Just
Yeah.
stand by, I'll send them.
Oh, for real. I'm dead serious. Okay, that works.
No, I'm serious, I will.
Cool, cool, cool.
Okay,
Well, it's a
thanks for having
pleasure. Thank
me.
you, thank you, thank you. And you're my first podcast guest, so woohoo!
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
I'm very flattered. I feel honored. That's amazing. Thank you, Doug.
Well, you make amazing things, and you're always on, my top 10 list in the group. So hey, so we'll.
Especially buying kitchen gadgets, which,
I know, I
top 10
know.
enabler.
I know, right? I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. So is my husband. Anyway.
I bet. All right, cool. Well, I'll see you in the group.
Thanks, bud. Take care.
All right, next up, we do have Shirley. And Shirley is in another key member of my, well, important member, key member of my air fryer group and many other groups of mine. Shirley, say hey to everyone.
Hey, everyone.
And this is Shirley Stevens, by the way, because there was a bunch of Shirleys
Hi, guys.
So now, what we're talking about here on this, and welcome, this is my first podcast. You're my second guest. Woohoo!
Oh, wow. I
Yes.
feel honored.
Yes, you're my second guest. And I feel honored that you took time out to be here. We are talking about the best air fryer or air fryers of 2019. And just go ahead and, well, first of all, how many air fryers have you owned?
I've owned four.
Four, okay. And do
I
you,
currently have the Foodie.
okay.
I have the Ninja 4.3 quart.
Okay.
I have the De'Longhi Multi-Fry.
Aha.
And And I just bought the Aroma.
Huh.
No, that's not an air
No, that's
fryer.
not air fry. That's you mean the rice cooker?
Oh, no. I have the June.
Oh, okay. Right, of course. Of course. Of course you got the gym. Right. And okay, good.
I
Well,
used to have a Power XL, but I gave it to my son.
okay. All right. So, and shout out to Booger 500 on that DeLonghi, but go ahead and tell me what your favorite one and two air fryer is of 2019 if someone asked you?
Okay, my favorite one and two. Number one is the Ninja 4.3 quart.
Why?
And the DeLonghi Multiply.
Okay, why Ninja? And we'll go to the DeLonghi after.
Well, the Ninja fits my family. It's just two of us.
Okay.
But it's very powerful.
Okay.
For such a small, footprint.
Right. I agree.
I love it. It's narrow. It doesn't take up a lot of space, but it's when it gets the job done fast. Mm-hmm.
It's ceramic. Yep.
Ceramic, of course.
I like that.
The DeLonghi is sort of a multifaceted one for me because it has the paddles that stir.
Ah.
I do a lot of cooking that requires stirring, and it's an air fryer as well.
Okay, stop right there. In your DeLonghi, what do you cook that requires the stir?
I've done stir fries. I've done a zucchini, squash. I've done sausage and potatoes. I've done rice. I've done jambalaya.
You've done rice. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And then it has a 10-inch pan.
Okay, that's big.
So I get more surface area.
Sure, and it stirs it. How many chicken wings do you think it could fit in there?
I think the last one I did was about 15.
Wow, that's awesome. That's like a deep fryer.
Probably could have done more, but it has an upper and lower heating element.
So you can heat from, you can air fry from the top and the bottom at the same time?
Exactly. Wow. Or you can choose to do one, or you can just do the top. But most of the time I do bottom and top.
Wow. So you can separate them or do both?
You can do both at the same time, or you can just use the top element only.
Can you do the bottom only too?
No.
Oh, so it's either top or both.
Right.
That's still pimp-like. Okay. I like that. How much did you pay for it?
I paid $220.
I say that's worth it.
I initially bought the DeLonghi 1163, which is the same dimension, but the height is smaller.
I think Dee Johnson got that one, and she loves it. She was telling me.
Yeah.
I just talked to her this morning.
I found out they had a deeper one.
Oh, yeah.
And I went ahead and I sent it back and got the larger one.
Gotcha. I might get the smaller one that D got. I think it's $100. I think it's
went on sale.
Yeah, it's sold out now. But if it comes back, I'm gonna get it. I'm not gonna do any videos on it, but I just want it for my collection because, I mean, just to.
And then the other thing I like about it, you have the option of buying two pans. One with the paddle, that you have the paddle feature, and one they call a flat bottom.
Oh, wow.
Like if you want to make cakes or something. It'll hold a 9.5-inch cake pan.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, well, you just convinced me. And, by the way, guys, Shirley is, people always accuse me of making them buy stuff or convincing them to buy stuff. But Shirley has convinced me. She's the one why I have the Curtis Stone indoor griddle because of her. And there's something else you made me buy. I can't remember. I had it on the. What else? What else did you make me buy? It's something else you made me buy, but I can't remember. Did you get the Aroma rice cooker too? Was that you?
Yep, sure did.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
Shirley
Wiley's fault. You hit me again. There you go. So go ahead and tell me some of the air fryers that you didn't like or you would not recommend in your travels.
Well, I couldn't really speak on that because if I hadn't owned it, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't know.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
The Power XL was fine. My son loves it.
Okay.
When you're talking June, you're talking apples and oranges.
Yeah, I wouldn't put June in this one. I'm just talking dedicated air fryers.
But
like
you
straight
get
up.
So much more surface.
Sure.
But
of course.
For the others, every one that I've had, I have liked.
Okay. Okay.
But I can't really speak to those that I've never, owned.
Okay, gotcha. Now, just off the top, In the air fry group. How long have you been in my air fry group, you think?
Since at least last, I want to say like last July, maybe.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. And what
I found you. I found you. No, I don't think it's been that long. I found you just before the June oven came out. So I would say around August because I was in the air fry group.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. And what things have you, other than you cook, that you see in the air fryer group that you think is cool that people might want to, might not know you could do in the air fryer off the top that you think?
Well, baking cakes, cheesecakes, and all that kind of stuff, that's a win-win for me.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You know, and doing whole chickens, that's a plus.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I did a pork loin last week in the DeLonghi.
Okay.
And I marinated and I injected with my own Cajun seasoning that I mixed up.
Okay.
So moist, so juicy. And the thing about the DeLonghi, another thing that was a selling feature for me, you can use a lot of liquid in it.
Ah.
In addition to air frying.
Right. Because the air fryer baskets have holes on the traditional one.
Right.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Huh. Well, look at that. You done convinced me. When it comes back to QVC, the smaller one I'm going to get. The reason why I didn't get one, well, there's a couple of reasons. A, because Booger 500 has one, and she's like the queen of that. So I was
she's the reason I have it.
Right. So I was like, let me leave her alone. That's number one. And number two, it was big. You know, I already have, you know, I have a whole bunch of gadgets. I'm like, where the, and even I would say, where, the big one, the one that you have, I'd say, where the heck am I going to put that? It can't go on my counter because it's, you know.
But, all you know, it's really not that much. It's not that much bigger than, say, the Paula Deen.
Oh, really? It looks humongous.
No, it's not.
It's not? Okay,
and
it's, good.
And it's not heavy. It's not real heavy.
Okay.
You know. But okay. It's well made.
Okay.
I go to it a lot.
And the third reason why I didn't get it back in the days is it never was on FlexPay.
But you know what? When I bought mine, it was on FlexPay.
Yeah, it is now. It is now. I'm talking.
It was only two.
I was looking at this like in 2017. Like it wasn't then. Now it is, but it wasn't back then. It wasn't back then. So cool. All right. Well, thank you for joining my podcast. Anyone in the group you want to shout out before we go?
Who's in the group?
No, in our air fryer group or any other groups that you're in of mine.
Well, of course, my girlfriend Shirley Wiley, Cheryl, Valletta.
Right.
Who else? Can't think off the top of my head right now, but we are always blowing. Oh, D. Johnson.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, I invited Cheryl to join, but I think she's at a reception or a wedding or something tonight, so she couldn't make it. But
I think she's dealing with her granddaughter's prom.
Oh, prom. There you go. I said reception. Yeah. So I'll catch you on the next time. Because I think next week my podcast is going to be similar to this, but we're going to talk about pressure cookers. What's the best pressure cooker and stuff like that. And then next week we'll probably dive into the Ninja Foodie and talk about the pros and cons of that. And we'll just go down the line and just pick them apart. And I think it'll be great for the people to listen to and that are interested. And I think it's a cool deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm probably going to miss next weekend. I'm going to be at my 54th class reunion.
Oh, no. I'll pick, you know, another 2-3 people to come on.
Okay, good.
Week. Yeah. So you won't hear from me till a couple months.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure having you. Thanks again. You're awesome as
thank
always.
You,
and I will see you in the group, boo.
Okay. Thank you a lot. Y'all have a good time.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, guys. We're approaching 30 minutes. So it looks like the best air fryer of 2019 is between the Ninja 4-quart and the DeLonghi air fryer. based on this podcast. If you're watching this on YouTube, I don't know if you can comment on Spotify or iTunes, but if you can, comment on what your best air fryer is, you think. You know, I only spoke to two people. You got three opinions, so that I'm sure there's thousands more. Tell me what your favorite air fryer is and why. I would like to hear it, and so would the listeners, if they can read it, especially on YouTube. And by the way, you can find this podcast on Spotify and iTunes by typing in Cooking with Doug. And of course, you can find this podcast on YouTube, on my new YouTube channel, Kitchen Gadget Talk. Other than that, it was a pleasure talking with you guys today. I hope this was informative for you. Look out for more. And like I said, next week we will be doing the best pressure cooker of 2019, or cookers. I will touch on air fryer ovens another time, probably midweek. You know, the Breville Smart Oven Air, June Oven, Power Ovens. We'll deep dive into those. But yeah, that's about it, man. Thanks, guys, for listening. This was fun. And stay tuned for more. It's Cooking with Doug, and I'm out.